A2L refrigerants R454B/R32, safety and handling. What the A2L safety class means, how mildly flammable refrigerants like R454B and R32 differ from R410A in handling, and the practical safety practices for working on A2L equipment. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A2L is a refrigerant safety classification, lower toxicity and mildly flammable 2L. It's the class the industry is moving to for new residential and light commercial equipment, because these refrigerants have much lower global warming potential GWP than R410A. The two you'll see most are R454B and R32. They replace R410A in new systems as part of the HFC facedown. Mildly flammable is the key phrase. They are not as flammable as propane A3, but unlike R410A or R22, they can ignite under the right conditions. That changes how you handle them, the equipment you use, and the safety features built into the systems. How it works, the 2L tells you these refrigerants have a low burning velocity. They need a fairly high concentration in air and an ignition source to burn, and they burn slowly compared to a true flammable. In practice, it means a small leak in a well-ventilated space disperses and isn't likely to reach an ignitable concentration. The danger is a large release in a confined, poorly ventilated space near an ignition source. Because of that, A2L systems are designed with charge limits, leak detection, and sometimes mitigation like a fan that runs to disperse refrigerant if a sensor detects a leak. The equipment itself carries safety features that R410A equipment didn't need. Your job is to not defeat those features and to work in a way that keeps any leak from reaching an ignition source. In the field, treat the equipment listing and instructions as the authority. A2L systems have specific service requirements built into their design and listing. Follow them. Use A2L rated tools, recovery machines, gauges, leak detectors, and vacuum pumps intended for A2L are built to avoid being an ignition source. Don't assume your old gear is rated. Ventilate and eliminate ignition sources when there's any chance of a release. No open flames, no smoking, mind anything that sparks. Brazing nearby requires special care and procedure. Use a leak detector suited to the refrigerant. A2L leak detection is part of the system design and part of your service. Don't substitute refrigerants. You cannot put an A2L into equipment not designed for it, and you cannot put R410A into A2L equipment. Each system is built and listed for its specific refrigerant. Respect charge limits. A2L equipment has maximum charge amounts tied to the space and the safety design. Don't overcharge past spec, normal values and targets. Safety class. A2L equals lower toxicity, mildly flammable, low burning velocity. R32, a single component refrigerant, essentially zero glide, lower GWP than R410A. R454B, a blend primarily R32 with R1234 if, low glide, low GWP, a common R410A replacement in new equipment. Operating pressures. R32 runs a bit higher than R410A. R454B runs close to R410A. Use the correct refrigerant setting slash chart for the one you're on. GWP. The whole point. Both are dramatically lower GWP than R410A, which is why regulations are pushing the switch. Common faults and what they mean. Leak detection sensor or mitigation fault on an A2L system. That safety hardware is integral. Diagnose and restore it. Don't bypass it. A disabled A2L safety device is a real hazard and a code slash listing violation. Wrong refrigerant in A2L equipment. Unsafe and out of spec. Recover and correct per the manufacturer. Persistent leaks on A2L. More serious than on R410A because of flammability. Find and fix. Don't keep topping off. Tech tips and gotchas. Mildly flammable still means flammable. The risk is real and confined, unventilated spaces with an ignition source and a big release. Don't get casual just because it's an A2L, not an A3. Your R410A habits aren't all transferable. Recovery, leak detection, and brazing procedures have added requirements on A2L. Get the A2L training and the rated equipment before you work on it. This is genuinely new practice, not just another refrigerant. Don't defeat the safety features. The dispersal fans, sensors, and charge limits are there for a reason. Restoring them is part of the repair. Glide is low on both R32-0 and R454B small, so PT behavior is close to single point, but always set your gauges to the actual refrigerant. Regulatory landscape is moving fast. Equipment, code adoption, and rules around A2L are changing year to year. When in doubt, defer to the current manufacturer instructions and the adopted local code. Safety/code notes. A2L equipment installation and service are governed by the equipment listing OL 60335-2-40 family and the applicable mechanical/fuel gas code editions that have adopted A2L provisions. Follow the section, requirements for charge limits, leak detection, and mitigation. Site by section, never bypass the requirements. Use ignition source controls and ventilation during any service with release potential. Recover per EPA 608 using A2L rated equipment. Never vent.